And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Big 12 Media Days kicked off this morning out in Las Vegas. Oklahoma State Cowboys and the first eight teams that took the stage today in Sin City. Head coach Mike Gundy said that running back Ollie Gordon would not miss any games this fall. His major punishment was actually going out to Las Vegas today to face the music from the media about his DUI arrest a couple weeks ago. Gordon's coming off an incredible season in 2023, in which he rushed for 1,732 yards, 21 touchdowns, and that's with only getting 19 carries in the first three games. Gundy jokingly said another possible punishment could be forcing Gordon to carry the rock 50 times in the season opener against South Dakota State. Oklahoma State brings back an immensely experienced team in 2024 that should challenge for not only a conference title, but a spot in the inaugural 12-team playoff. Former Oklahoma State point guard Cade Cunningham is getting paid. Cunningham, the number one overall pick in the 2021 NBA draft by the Detroit Pistons, signed a five-year extension today that originally will be worth $224 million. That could skyrocket up to $269 million if he's able to find himself an All-NBA honors next season. Cade averaged just under 23 points a game a year ago, also averaged 8 assists and shot nearly 87% from the free throw line. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.